This is KUT. District Attorney Rosemary Lemberg announced last week that hundreds of criminal cases in Travis County could be subject to appeal because of a change in DNA standards.
More like 4,000 to 5,000 cases. The DA's office says they've already notified some inmates sitting on death row that their case may be subject to appeal. So what's to blame for this mountain of cases that'll have to be reviewed? Two reasons. One has to do with an FBI database that spits out statistics when you're looking at a piece of DNA.
If you haven't been to court, what they do is they say, looking at this, the probability is 1 in 2 million that it's somebody besides this defendant. I'm just making that number up.
Assistant District Attorney Robert Smith says it turns out those probabilities were off by a little, but it'll affect cases going all the way back to 1999 when the database error occurred. Smith says this is the lesser of two issues. The second one?
It used to be with DNA, we would just show up and there'd be a big pile of blood and it'd be one person. Now it's getting more into touch DNA where we're swabbing steering wheels and we're finding two or three people that might have been suspects in the case.
Smith says that results in a mixture of DNA, but when you test it, there are peaks. So if your DNA shows up and hits a certain threshold, the standards say, all right, that's you. You touched the steering wheel or this doorknob. But the Texas Forensic Science Commission is now saying that this threshold needs to be higher, which brings into question another slew of cases. The county says it'll have to hire additional attorneys and paralegals to handle the impending appeals. Officials are not yet sure how much that'll cost. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.
KUT's Audra McGlinchey reports that since then, the number has begun to look much higher.